This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it, Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer in Atlanta, Georgia, Southeast, United States, the rest of the world. It's what we do. It's AST. We're on a Monday. That's a little different tonight. We'll be back in our normal Tuesday slot in a couple of weeks. You know, it's March Madness. There's things happening on Tuesdays. So we're moving over to Mondays. And this one's even a little more weird because, you know, 24 hours ago, we were in the midst of the full-time report talking about Atlanta United and a 2-1 loss to Inter Miami at the Benz. A little Sunday night soccer action. I really like the Sunday night soccer franchise from Apple TV, from MLS Season Pass. It's not something wild and new that we've never seen before. This is, you know, essentially what the NFL did when they created Monday Night Football, and then Monday Night Football really became Sunday Night Football, and Monday Night Football was secondary, and now they're trying to make them co-equals and yada, yada, yada. Having a game that is separated from the rest of the schedule and made special is a really good move for Major League Soccer. I've really enjoyed the scheduling this season. I'm not going to enjoy it next week. We'll talk about that as we go tonight. But I've enjoyed the scheduling with more time slots for games. I feel more connected to the league than I did in the last couple of seasons, where, especially with the West Coast, you didn't really get to see as much of the Western Conference. You didn't get to see as many different games because you had so many games starting at around the same time. I really like, in general, the scheduling format for MLS. I love the Sunday night soccer element. And last night felt big. Last night felt like the coming out party for Sunday night soccer. This was a game that had all the eyes of soccer fans in the United States on it. You had Lionel Messi starting, playing, playing with an intensity that you might not be accustomed to if you haven't seen him in the biggest of big games with Argentina and with Barcelona over the years, and maybe a little bit with PSG. He was up for this. He was up for this like Atlanta was wearing orange and they were from Amsterdam. If you have never watched the Argentina-Netherlands World Cup quarterfinal from 2022, go watch it. Messi was out of his mind. He was borderline there last night. The idea that I talked about in pregame of this felt like a revenge game for Miami. The naysayers who say that regular season games don't matter as much in Major League Soccer need to sit and watch this. You saw Messi covering a lot of ground. You saw him defending in a way that you might not be accustomed to. Same with Luis Suarez. You saw Jordi Alba come in with a bad attitude from minute one. This game felt like a playoff match. And it didn't go Atlanta United's way. And that's something that we're going to have to talk about, and we'll dig into some of the reasons why. But it is game 4 of 34. That needs to be kept in mind here, because I think if you draw a line in terms of progression, in terms of quality, game 1, game 2 for Atlanta, similar. You got goals in game 1 that you didn't get in game 2. You gave up, I think, fewer good chances in game 2 versus game 1, even though you gave up the same number of goals. The game in Charlotte on the road, that's a little more difficult to begin with. I think you can say that from game 1 to game 2 to game 3 to game 4, Atlanta United has improved in each game. I think this was their best overall performance. It was against the highest quality of opponent. Inter Miami is that good. This is a team that in the regular season last year was better than any team has ever been in the regular season in MLS history. Yes, Atlanta knocked them out of the postseason, but the quality is there. And you saw it last night. The game came down to big chances, and Miami converted on 2 of 3, and Atlanta converted on 1 of 2. That's your ball game. Outside of that, it's pretty even. And Atlanta had the better of the play for, I think, a longer stretch in the first half than Miami had in general. But the game felt very, very even. And Atlanta performed well, in my opinion. The goals you concede, the first one is a mistake from Bartosz Ślisz. I did like how he rebounded. I did not like how he got caught here in possession. And Lionel Messi picks his pocket. Now, Miami was so impressive to me in the way that they defended high up the field. And if you're looking for the differences in the Herons in 2024, where they were so offensively focused and so overwhelming to teams at times just on pure attack, and defensively, not so much. That's not the case anymore. This is a different Miami, and Javier Mascherano, give that man his flowers. I wondered how he would be as a coach. Loved him as a player. Loved him as a center back or a holding midfielder. Love his soccer brain. One of the toughest players you will ever find. Again, if you know you're talking about Argentines and the Dutch, read about Javier Mascherano in the World Cup semifinal in 2014 and what he did to keep Argentina level in that match and going to a shootout. It's not something most soccer players have to experience, and Mr. Mascherano did that. Tough as nails. And I think what he's brought to this team that's different than what Tata Martino's Inter Miami gave you is they are much more organized defensively. He's never going to get, or he's never going to want, Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez to run themselves into the ground defensively. He wants them to score goals, create goals, finish plays. But to make this work, he needs them to do certain things defensively. And I thought Suarez especially, and Messi to a slightly lesser extent, were very intelligent in how they positioned themselves defensively high up the field and allowed the rest of the group around them, Shinde, Segovia, Yannick Bright at times, Jordi Alba high up the field to go chase the game. And they were really disruptive to Atlanta in buildup. I thought Miami defending in many situations in the same shape that they were attacking in, a 3-2-5, five up high. It was surprising. It was effective. And it can be a problem for teams this season if they can maintain that level. If you can continue to get not wild running from Luis Suarez and Lionel Messi, but organized, focused defending high up the field. That's one way that Messi gets the opportunity to pick Salisha's pocket. It's not about running and chasing. It's about being organized. And I think what Javier Mascherano has done, he's brought that to this group. They're better than they were last year. I think a lot of other teams are better too. I think Atlanta United is better than they were last year. At the same stage, in terms of the overall ceiling of this team, I think the floor needs to continue to rise. And the way you're going to do that is you're going to eliminate making mistakes. And I think one way that this team at times gets caught up in making mistakes is they worry about it. And, you know, I think the conversation in the post-game press conference turned around to anxiety. I liked what Ronnie Dyla said in terms of wanting his team to play more freely. Here's a clip from the post-game press conference last night, Ronnie Dyla speaking on that very topic.
That's, so you know, the consequences we have to stop thinking about. As I said to the players all the time, I said, I take the consequences. We need to go out there and enjoy playing and feel free, but of course being disciplined in what we are talking about. But we looked a little bit a step behind during the game. So that's something I have to look to as well, what we have done training-wise this week, information to the players. That's also a learning point that I need to look through, because I've seen us fresher than we were today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Really interesting from Ronnie Dyla, and I liked what he said about wanting his players to not worry about consequences. He wants them to play. He wants them to make decisions. He doesn't want them to play with a nagging question in the back of their mind. You saw it at times come out. You saw it at times where it wasn't. And I think you need to see more of that. I really like how he put that. I also liked something that Derek Williams had to say. I had the chance to catch up with him after the match. And, you know, I understand in these cases, players, the last person they want to talk to after a game like that is me. Full credit to Derek for taking the time for me outside the locker room last night. This is the question and answer that I gave him. He gave the answer about kind of where things stand at this point. Here's Derek Williams.
One of those games that early in a season you feel like provides a lot of lessons going forward for the group.
Yeah, 100%. But we got too many good players right now, which we should be doing better, all of us. I think if you look across the 11, we don't have enough people playing and a 7 or 8 above. And we need that. We can't just have 4 or 5. So we need to have a look at ourselves and really just... It's so frustrating because the first 25 minutes, you can see how good we looked.
Yep.
Two touch, go to one side, go to the other side, attack. And then it's just dwell on the ball, slow, try to go through the middle. It's, yeah, so frustrating.
That's Derek Williams after the match last night, and you can hear the frustration in his voice. And I think he's right on two different fronts. One is Atlanta United needed to force the ball to Brooks Lennon as much as possible last night, because you saw what happened when they did. He created two goals. One of them was offside. That made it difficult for Jordi Alba to get forward, because Atlanta was creating 2v1s with Almiron and Lennon on the right side. They needed to stick with that. They needed to drive that point home. They need to be a little more blinkered at times. Find something that works and ram it down the opponent's throat until they stop it. I don't know why this team doesn't do that. I understand why they get hung up on going through the middle, because they have very talented players who like to play in that space with Almiron and Maranchuk and Saba and Sleish. I get it. And Muyumba. I understand. But this team looks its best when it creates from wide positions. They've got to figure out how to make sure that happens more often. And the first part of what Derek said is the other element here. You talk about these two teams in Atlanta United and Inter Miami, and you talk about the quality. And look, it's different kinds of quality. You talk about Latte Lat, you talk about Luis Suarez. You talk about Lionel Messi, you talk about Miguel Almiron. You talk about Alexi Maranchuk, you talk about Sergio Busquets, you talk about Jordi Alba, you talk about Saba Lobjanidze. We can go on and on. Different kinds of quality, but extremely high levels of quality. The difference? Last night, Lionel Messi played at an 8 or a 9 out of 10. Miguel Almiron did not. Saba Lobjanidze did not. Alexi Maranchuk did not. Latte Lat did. He didn't get enough service. He needed more. You want him to put the ball in the back of the net. That's the focus. He did it twice. One time he was very narrowly offside. The big players in this team need to play like the big players in this team. I thought the two best players for Atlanta United last night were Tristan Muyumba and Sion Gregerson. And Sion Gregerson's expected to be a big figure in this group. Tristan Muyumba is not, in comparison to the other names that I've mentioned. That's a credit to Tristan. He was very, very good. But you need the big guys, the guys who are capable of the 7 out of 10s, 8 out of 10s, 9 out of 10s, more often. You need those performances from those players. Other teams are getting them right now, and Atlanta isn't. They're not getting twos or threes. They're getting fours and fives and sixes. They need sevens and eights and nines. And that's, look, that's the next step. That's the difference in quality. That's the difference in conversion. That's the difference in taking a good chance and turning it into a goal. That's the difference right now. We're going to talk more about what Atlanta can learn from the loss last night to Inter Miami. We're going to talk about what this weekend is looking like in Cincinnati, and a little bit more talk around Major League Soccer when Atlanta Soccer Tonight returns. We'll be back right after this on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.